Because the pasuk of Sadois by Kesev Yiknu. Another pasuk, Yimiyahu, that you could buy fields with Kesev. Therefore, since Avraham Avinu here bought this field with Ephraim, it also means he bought it with Kesev. And therefore, we know that Kicha means the kinyan of Kesev. So that's how you know you could marry your wife with Kesev also. So therefore, the Gemara says, Tani, therefore, we learned, for Isha Niknis. That's why our Mishnah starts off here that an Isha's Niknis and Isha could be acquired by a husband in these three ways. Because we want to talk about kinyan. Like it is called, the husband is acquiring, owning his wife. Now the Gemara asks, good, but v'nisni hosam, how come in the second parak though, why don't we learn the same way in the second parak also? V'nisni hosam, which learned over there, ho'ish kaina. Also, why don't we say there, ish kaina, man could acquire his wife, him or his shliach, he could appoint a shliach. Like how come in the second parak it says, ho'ish mekadesh? Why does it say lashon of mekadesh over there? Why doesn't it stick to the same lashon we started off the Masechta with? It should have said there, ish kaina. Like, why does it change the lashon from niknis to a lashon of mekadesh? So we're ourselves like this. Really, both lashonis are used. We need both of them. That mikara at the beginning of our Masechta right here, tani lishna diraisa. Over here we say lashon of the diraisa, which is the kinyan. That's what you're doing. You are marrying your wife, you're making a kinyan, you are acquiring her now. What type of a kinyan is it? It's called a kinyan ishus. Not that you own her completely, like you own something, but you have this kinyan ishus, she's your wife now, and she's also to the whole world. But midiraisa though, it is called the kinyan that you're acquiring your wife right now. And you can do it through one of three ways, either with kesef, shtar, or bia. Well, the psaif laid in the second parak already, tani lishn derabbanan. In the second parak, there we want to say lashon that the rabbanon, like what the rabbanon means, it explains what kedushin really is, what type of a kinyan is really going on here. Oh my, lishna the rabbanon, what is this lashon? What is this way of speaking? The way the rabbanon talk, when the rabbanon call this kinyan of ishes, they call it kedushin. Why? The osa lo akulu yalma kehegdish, because when you marry your wife, you're making your wife now like Hegdish, that she's also to the whole world. The fact you make this kinyan, you acquire her now, you own her for the Ishus, means that she's also now to the rest of the world. She can't live with any other man. So therefore, that's what's called Kedushin, because you make her like Hegdish. Remember what Taisa speaks out the second place here? The Asala Akuli Almak Hegdish. Taisa says, Fareyat Mekudeshesli. That you say to your wife, Hareyat Mekudeshes Li Kalayma, you know what you mean to say? Li Yos Li Mekudeshes L'Olam Bishvili. That means because of me, you are becoming Mekudeshes. You are becoming Kaddish. In other words, she's not really Yosa to a husband. Like really the question is, Hareyat Mekudeshes Li would mean that you are Kaddish to me. That means you're Yosa to me, and it's not that way. She's Mutter to a husband. What it means to say is Bishvili. That means because of me, you now become Hegdish to the rest of the world. And upashto the milsa is, Mukadeshes li means miyuchedes li, umzemenes li. Like you're separated, you're set aside to me. And therefore, since you're set aside to me, that makes it that now you're Hegdish to the rest of the world. Well, the Kenyan Isha says, when you kind of your wife, really, we're saying you don't really own her. She's not like you own a house. She's just now set aside to you. As far as this Ishus goes, you're setting her aside to you. And the fact you have this Kinyan Ishus that she set aside to you, that makes it that now she becomes also in the whole world. So it's like a Kedushin, like a Hegdish you're putting upon your wife, that your wife now is also to the whole world. So that's what the Lashon of the Rabbanon is called when the next Mishnah says, O Ish Mekadesh. Like the Rabbanon, that Lashon is like explaining how Kedushin really works. Kedushin really works is the fact that you make a small kinyan in her, and because of that she's set aside just for you, and that makes it that now she's like Hegdish to the rest of the world, she's also to the rest of the world because of you. That's why we call it Kedushin. We'll see more later on in the Masechta that it makes a lot of differences, the fact that there's like an Indian of a Hegdish here, that she's Kedush to the rest of the world. That's why in the second parak there we said the Lashon of the Rabbanon, Ho'ish Mekadesh. So Gemara asks, V'nisni ha'cho ish kaina. So good, we understand why here we say Niknis and there we say Mekadesh. But still, how come here the Mishnah starts off, Ho'isha Niknis, which means the wife is acquired like it happened to her? Why doesn't it say rather, V'nisni hoch ho'ish koina? Why doesn't our Mishnah start off to say the man could acquire his wife in three ways? Like we know the man is the one that does the Maisei Kedushin. So it should have here said, Ho'ish koina es ishtoi, v'shloisha derochim, v'sholosh derochim. Like why does it say, Ho'isha niknis v'gimel derochim? That's the most question of. And this noch, here also we should learn, Ho'ish koina. So my answer is, Mishum de kaboy le misna sefer. Because at the end of our Mishnah right over here, we want to say, the koina es atzma, that she acquires herself back. Like when the husband gives her a get, or when the husband dies, she acquires herself back, which would mean that the kinyan ishes goes off her, and therefore she's allowed to marry anybody she wants. So since the end of the Mishnah, bididor, we're talking about her, we're talking about something that's happening to her. She herself now becomes freed, she herself acquires herself back, therefore, tono nami reisha bedido. Therefore, we want to start off this Masecht also talking about her. And therefore, the first Mishnah says, Ho'isha niknis. This is to say, your wife, she could be acquired by your husband in one of three ways. But we talk about her because we want to end off saying that she acquires herself back. So even though really it would have been more fit to say the man acquires his wife, but since we want to end off that she acquires herself back, we start off also, she is acquired to a husband by these three ways. For the Gemara, no, but why don't we say the whole thing with the husband better? Then Nisni, let us learn, Ho'ish Koina, let the Mishnah start off. The man could be Koina, could acquire his wife in one of three ways. Then it should end it off, Umakne, and the husband also like gives back his Kinyanishas to his wife in one of two ways, with giving her a get. So it could have said also everything with the man. The man is a koina, the man acquires his wife first, and then he's umatna, he gives it back to her. So Gemara says, no, that we couldn't have said. Mishum de'ikra misa sabal. Because one of the ways that a wife becomes free is if her husband died. And when the husband dies there, the lav ihu ko makni. It's not considered that the husband is being matna back to his wife. Because when the husband dies, he's like dead now. He can't do anything. But rather, it's only min shemaya hu demakni lo. It's like min hashemayim now, like Hashem gives the freedom. In other words, there's kedushin. True, when you get married, you yuchat to a man. There's a din Torah now that your wife becomes also to the whole world. How does that go off? When the husband dies, the Torah says, now the Torah takes it off. This is the kedushin. But it's not called the husband is like freeing her. Not called something the husband himself is doing. The husband is just dying. It's when the husband gives his wife a get, that's called the husband is now doing something to free his wife. That's called the man is being makna, is like freeing her. But when the husband just dies, he's not doing anything. The husband goes away, but mashma could have been that maybe she should still be yasa, because since she had this hegdish upon her, maybe the hegdish still remains. And that we say, no, it's a din Torah min hashamayim. It's like the Torah is taking off this kedushin. It happens min shamayim. Just like the Loshin and the Ran speaks out in the Dorim, that if the father makes a neder that his children cannot have any enjoyment from his property, so still the Loch is when the father dies, the children, Yashin, and could use that property. Because when the father dies, it's not considered the father who is giving the property to the children. When the father dies, the property like goes to shamayim. Now the Torah takes it over. And the Torah says that the children yashin the father, the children inherit the father. So it's called that the property is going from the father to the Torah, and then the Torah gives the property back to the child. So therefore the children will be mutter to enjoy from that property. She also like, it's called min shamaya, it's called min hashamayim, that she gets her freedom. It's not called the husband is being makna to her. So that's why since we can't say umakna, the husband frees her, but rather the wife herself is being freed, therefore we talk about her, so we also start off this Mishnah by saying, Ho'isha Niknis. The boy is saying another Teretz is like this. Another Teretz, you know why our Mishnah does not say Ho'ish Koina, but rather it says Ho'isha Niknis, because it's like this. Itana Koina, if the Mishnah would have just said, Ho'ish Koina, the man could acquire, could buy his wife, However, Minar would have thought to say, afilu bar kocho, even by force, even if she doesn't agree, he would just go and tell her, listen, I want to marry you, here's the kesef, and if he was forced to take it, he could marry her. If it would have just said a lashon of ha'ish koina, it would have been mashma even by force. Therefore, tono isha niknis. Therefore, Mishnah says no. The isha is acquired, which would mean the midaita in. Only if she agrees, if she has rotzen, if she has a good will, if she says yes, then it's good. But shaloi midaita loi, or if she doesn't want it, she disagrees, then the man cannot force her to marry. So that's why the Mishnah says the isha niknis to teach us. It's only if the isha agrees, if there's rotzen there. But if she disagrees by force, the man cannot marry her. And the famous question is, they ask her, the Rashmi asked the question like, what's the Havamina? Why would have I thought that this type of a kinyan, when you marry your wife, why would have I thought you could do it by force? That the Mishnah has to teach us, no. The Mishnah has to say, isha nitnis, the teachers, you cannot do it by force. Like, what's the Havamina? Why would have I thought this type of a kinyan you could do by force? We know you can't stop force somebody to sell you something. If somebody doesn't want to sell it to you, you can't buy it by force. So why would I thought Isha is different? So the Rashi Taka speaks that one shot that really is a machlokes in the Gemara Basra by Tluya V'Zovin Zvini Zvini. It means if you force somebody to sell it to you until eventually he says yes. So eventually he says yes by force, is that called a sale or not? And really it's a machlokes over there by Kedushin if it's good or not. There is one man the Yomba to say if you force the wife until finally she agrees, that's called a good Kedushin. Because our Mishnah, according to the Rashba, is going according to the other man, the Yomah, that says when you force her, and she only says yes because you forced her, still that Kedushin is not called a good Kedushin. So that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah here. In the case of Tluyo Zvini, when you are forcing her, and eventually she says yes, that still that is no good. So there I would have thought to say, now that she says yes, maybe it is good, Kamashmala no, since all along she was saying no, and she's only agreeing at the end because the husband is forcing her, that's not called a good agreeing. So according to Rashi, that would be the pshat. Other Mefarshim want to say that Chiddush should have meanings over here, because really Kedushin is different than a regular Kinyan. Regular, when you buy something, we said you acquire it completely. There's a Das Matna and there's a Das Kaina. Like somebody's giving it over to you, and you're receiving it right now. So therefore, you can't just force somebody to give it to you or to get something. It has to be done midas. He has to give it over to you. When you're kinder, when you want to buy something, it belonged to somebody else before this. So you want him to give it to you. You can't get it to him by force. He owned it until now. In order for him to give over the possession of it to you, it's only if he agrees. Rashengen by Kedushin is not the pshat the Isha is giving anything over to the husband. The man is making the Maisi Kedushin. Kedushin means a man goes and makes a Maisi Kinyan in his wife, so it's Chal of Din Ishus, that like we said, she becomes us to the whole world. But it's not really called that she's giving over herself to the husband, that the husband really owns her. It's not really called a real Kinyan that the husband owns her. Like she's not doing anything in the Kedushin. It's called the man, the husband, is doing the whole Maisi Kedushin. It's like a new Din Torah, it's like a mitzvah. To get married, Kedushin is like a mitzvah. Just how does this mitzvah work? When the man goes and gives all the kesef to his wife, and does the mice of a kinyan, that's the mitzvah of Kedushin, and now she becomes your wife. But not that she's giving anything back to you. So therefore here, since she's not giving anything back to you, she's just not leaving herself open, and it's considered like the husband is going and taking her, so maybe then the husband can take even by force also. Kamash will know still, that's what our Mishnah has to teach us, for Isha Niknis that know that even though the man is the one that's taking, but he can only take her if she agrees, if she has rots and she has will. But if she doesn't want to be married, the husband has no right to take her. That's not called Kedushin. Now the Gemara asks, O my irid etoni shalosh, how come our Mishnah says a loshin, a nikeva? Shalosh, Isha Niknis, Bisholosh Turochim, Listni Shloisha. Why doesn't it say Lashon Zachar Shloisha? Mashmah, it's more usual, you always talk Lashon Zachar. That's more usual the way it says in the Tanah and Mishnah is. Therefore, the question, how can our Mishnah change to Lashon Shalosh? It should have said rather Shloisha. That's more normal to talk with a Lashon of a Zachar, of a Nikeda. So, more answers, Mishum, the Kaboya, the Misna Derech. Because our Mishnah wants to say Isha Niknis Begimel Durochim. And Viderach Loshin Akevu. And since we have to use the word of derech, derech is loshen of nekeva, therefore we also say shalosh loshen nekeva. There's still, because the passage says in Shemois, it's talking about the Torah, it says, v'yodato lehem as a derech, I'll teach you the way, the road, yelchu bo, you should go in it. So it says loshen derech, it says yelchu bo, loshen nekeva. So the word derech goes on loshen nekeva, therefore since our Mishnah wants to say derech, gimel drachim, derech, therefore it says shalosh loshen nekeva. So there's a question now. That we learned in Mishnah Zovin that b'shiva drachim there are seven ways. A man before he has the loch of a tumah zav, if he sees two times in a row the zera that comes out of him, if he only sees it one time, it has tumah shichva zera. That's all. But comes out two times though, he has loch of a zav. Three times I have a chayv korban either. But that's only by a man. It's only if the zav comes out me'elof. It comes out from the bosa by itself, and not if some accident caused it to happen. And therefore, there's a lach, we have to check out this man with seven different ways. There could have been seven different things that maybe caused him to see the zera, and then he would not have the tumah zav. Rashi says, you check out, maybe he ate too much, maybe he drank too much, maybe he was sick, maybe he carried too much, maybe he jumped too much, maybe he saw and he had hearer, he saw an isha, he was mahari after the isha, maybe that caused him to see the zera. So therefore, if something caused them to see it, that will not give him a tumah zav. By tumah zav, the pasuk says zaz mitzaroi with dashim elo, but it has to come out by itself. So there are seven different ways you have to check out this man to make sure the zera came out by itself and not because of an accident. So it says there, at least the lashon of Mishnah is v'shiva, which is a lashon zohar, and it says the word drachim. So the question is nis misheva. If you're telling me now the word derech drachim is lashon akeva, there also the Mishnah should have said sheva, which is a lashon akeva. Skumar answers no. Mishum the kaboy le misna derech, just the opposite. There it wants to say b'sheva drachim, it says the word derech, and I'll tell you v'yashkechon derech tikru lashon zachar. I'll find you psukim that use a lashon derech with a lashon zachar. Therefore it's good that Mishnah over there that says b'sheva drachim, because it wants to talk about lashon zachar. There's a pasuk in the Devarim that says, "V'derech echad yetzu lecha." Your enemies will come to fight you in one way, or v'shiva drachim yenusu lefanecha, and they'll run away from you in seven different ways. But it says shiva aloshen zocher. So you see, it says loshen zocher by derech. You see, derech is also loshen zocher. That's why in the Mishnah of Zavis there it says v'shiva drachim loshen zocher, because derech also is loshen zocher. So Gemara asks, if so, Yehochi, if so, first of all, Koshi Kura Dodi, we have a steer in the Tupsukim, the Postik in Shmois says Lashon Derech with Lashon Akeva, and the other Postik in Devarim says Lashon Derech with Lashon Zachar. So the steer, is the word Derech more used with Lashon Zachar, or is it used with Lashon Akeva? And also, the Kashinami Masnisan Adodi, we also have a steer in the two Mishnayasin. Our Mishnah says the Isha Niknis B'Sholosh Drachim. It says Sholosh Alosh Nekeva because of Drachim. You see, Drachim is Nekeva, and there it says B'Shiva Drachim seven Loshin Zachar. It says also because of Drachim. You see, Drachim could mean Loshin Zachar. So to see when the Mishnah is a Loshin Rabbi, Loshin Nekeva, Loshin Zachar. All right, turn over. So the Gemara answers like this. The Gemara says, I'll tell you, Kro ahadodi loikashin. No, there's no steer in the two psukim between Shemais and Devarim. Hocho debetoy rakoi, the posuk in Shemais for Adatulem, as the Derek was talking about Torah. The Torah ikri loshin nekeva. And the Torah itself is also called the loshin nekeva. The posuk says, Torah sashem temimo, mishivas nofesh, a loshin nekeva. So therefore, kosov lo be loshin nekeva. Therefore, the pasuk in Shemois for Datulem es Aderech Yelchubo, it says the Loshen Akeva there, because the Torah is spoken in Loshen Akeva. So that's why the word Derech goes with Loshen Akeva over there. In Hosom, but over there, the pasuk in Devarim, to be Mechomakoi, they were talking about going to fight. The enemy will come in one way and they'll go run away from you in seven different ways. And the Dark or Shalish Lasais Mechomah. To fight, it's a derech of a man to go to fight. V'yein darkor shalish shalasas mechama. A lady is not supposed to go fight. It's not a derech for a lady to go fight. So therefore, since there the pasuk is talking about mechama, kosav la b'loshen zocher.
Therefore, the word derech applies to the psukim that's talking about lashon zachar. So the kitzur, what we're saying is the word derech could apply to nekeva, could apply to zachar, and it depends what the psukim are talking about. When the psukim are talking about Torah, which is lashon nekeva, it says in lashon nekeva. When the psukim are talking about nechama, that a man fights, it says it in the psukim that talk about lashon zachar. But now masnisin adoli lekashin. More answers now. Second, I tell you also there's no steer in the two mishnayisin. In other words, we're coming out now, really the word derech could apply both ways, Lashon Nekeva, Lashon Zachar. So if so, how come in our Mishnah it says Lashon Shalosh, Lashon Nekeva, and there it says Shiva, Lashon Zachar? Here we're talking about getting married, about a wife. So therefore, Ketonya Lo, Lashon Nekeva. That's what here in our Mishnah it says, Isha Niknis. It says b'sholosh durochim sholosh lashon nekeva, because we're talking about the isha getting married. Hosom the legabi ish mashenke the mishnah zoven over there b'shiva durochim boitkim es hazav. That's a special locha dafka by a man. Why? Hosom legabi ish koi the darkor shalish libodik v'yein darkor shalisha libodik. Why? To isha nami b'yoynis mitama, like we learned before. This whole purpose of checking out the man by Zav is to make sure the Zav was the Zerah came out, not by an accident, but it came out by himself, by itself. Because by the Pasuk of Zav it says, Mipsaroi, which we dashim Elov. The Zav has to come out of the body by itself and not by something else causing it to come out. So by a man we have to check out to see what caused it to come out. Mashenken by an Isha, that if during her 11 days, between one Nidus to another Nidus, if she sees three times in a row dam, she has a tumah zover on her. There the pasuk just says ki yozov zoiv domo. Harev onus, even if it comes out bonus, even if she was jumping or she ate too much and that caused it to see dam, it doesn't make a difference. Still, she would have a tumah zover on her if it came out 3 days in a row. Therefore, by an issue, there's no purpose to check out. So therefore, that's what the Mishnah says. B'shiva drachim b'itzkim es hazav. It's halacha dafka in a man and not in an isha. And since we're talking about a zohar, it says already b'shiva, which is a lashon zohar. Tony lashon zohar. So kids, that's how we miyashiv with no steer in the two mishnayos. But now still back to the question, my time at Tony Sholosh. Still we're back, why does our mishnah say, v'isha niknis b'sholosh drachim? Why does it say sholosh a lashon nekeva? It's always better the counting to speak in lashon zohar. So you're telling me now, mishum drachim. Because the word derech, when it talks about a lady, goes with a lashon nekeva. So since the Mishnah says a lashon derochin, and we're talking about a lady here, therefore we have to say shalosh a lashon nekeva. But otherwise, nistin, the question is, though, nistin dvarim. Good, so don't say the word derochin. Say isha niknes b'shloisha dvarim. Now, if we would have said the word Devarim, that's only a Lashon Zachar. Then we could have said Shloisha, which is a better way to count. Mashmah is a better way to count by saying the Shloisha. So that's the Kasha. We should have said Shloisha Devarim. V'nisni Shloisha. So the question is, why do we say Derochim for Derochim and Devarim mean the same thing? Three ways. So why does the Mishnah say B'sholosh Derochim, and then you have to say Lashon Nekeva? Say rather b'shloisha devarim, and then you could say lashon zachar. So Gemara says mishum de kaboy lemisni bia, because one of the ways you could acquire your wife, you can make the kinyan kedushin through bia, living with your wife. Or v'yikri derech. Now bia, the Torah talks to the lashon of a derech. The pasuk says v'derech gever bialma kain derech ishim in office. The same way a man will have znus to live with somebody else, your wife will also be like a zayna. So kitzis says lashon derech here, which has to do with bia. So therefore, we want to say lashon of derochim. So Mara says hotein ach bia. That's only good one of the three bia. But kesev ishtar ma'ik lameima. Kesev ishtar there, we don't have to have the word derech. So Mara says mishum bia. True, but because of bia, we want to say the word derech. And once we have to say the word derochim, we have to say shalosh lashon nekeva. So Mari asks why? The Tony Tarta Otichoda. Because of one, the word Bia, that's why you want to use the word Derech, rather look at the other two. The other two, Kesef and Shtar, there you could use the word Dvorim. So you should have said, because of those two, said the word Dvorim, and then we can count nicely, B'shleisha Dvorim. So Mari says, no, Hanech Nami Tzarech Vieninu.
That the main purpose of getting married is to live with your wife. So true, even though he could marry you with kesef and with shtar, but the main purpose of getting married to her is to be able to live with her. Therefore, it's all called the tzarech of bia. Therefore, since by bia the pasuk calls the lashon derech, the Mishnah also would rather say b'shalosh derochim. And once that's said, the word derech, we have to, and it's talking about a lady, a wife, lashon keva, we have to say shalosh. The boy is saying another terrace is like this. Homani Rabbi Shimini. I'll tell you how Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon. Tetani we learned. Rabbi Shimon Oimer. Mifnei Ma'om Rotoiro. Ki Yigach Ish Isho. Voloik Siv. Ki Siv Lokach Isho Liish. What does the Torah say? Ki Yigach Ish Isho. If a man takes his wife. Why doesn't the Torah rather say Voloik Siv. Ki Siv Lokach Isho Liish. If the wife is taken to a husband. Like, why does it say lashon of kiyikach ish? The man goes and takes, which is mashma. The man does the ma'aseh kedushin. So he says mifnei shadarko shalish lachzor alisha, because the normal way is the man has to go looking for his wife. V'yein darko shalisha lachzor alish, and it's not the normal way that a lady should go looking for the husband. Starts out that the man has to look for the wife. And mashal is an example liyodem shav the loyaved aveda. Of a man lost something. We know the way Chava came out, she was a lost rib from Adam. She was, as Hashem took, Achad Mitzlaisov. So it comes out that Chava is a rib from Adam Arishan. So it's like the man lost something. So when a man loses something, Mi Chayzer on me, who goes after who? Ba'al Aveda Ma'aser Ba'al Avedosai. The one that lost it, goes around looking for it. There also, man has like lost his collar, he lost his wife, he has to go look for her. Therefore, since it's Lashon Derech, they should dark or shlish lasser, therefore the Mishnah wants to teach us like this. That's why the Mishnah wants to say Derech. Because it's a Derech of a man to go after his wife, that's why the Mishnah wants to say Lashon of a Derech already. Yeah. So once it says Lashon of a Derech, therefore, and it's talking about in the cave here, so we have to say Lashon Shalosh. B'Shalosh, Ya'isha Niknes, B'Shalosh, Terechim. Freddy Gemara, behold, it's not that we learned though. Designed Rochim. So we answered good. It says there. It says a Lashon of. There says Lashon Zachor. And it says Rochim. But the question over there is. Listen to Devarim. How come over there we don't say the word Devarim? Yes, that's what we learned also. Designed Rochim. So how come it says the word Rochim over there? Why doesn't it say over there the word Dvarim? In other words, Mashma, we were trying to explain before, say the word Dvarim better. So how come over there? So we answered here by Kedushin, it says, Lashon Zerachim, to teach us that it's a derech for a man to go after his wife. But if so, why does it say over there by Zayin Zerachim? Why does it say over there that Zayin seven ways you check out? Why doesn't it say Dvarim better? Tomorrow says, no, Hossam also, there also, Hokka Mashma, wants to teach us, the darko lemichla yisar lasudo de ziva. The same terrace according to Rav Shimon. That the word derech is teaching us something. This by kedushin is teaching us the man has to go after the wife, and thereby zav is teaching us that there are certain things that cause you to see zav. And that's why you have to check out to make sure those things didn't cause you. That the derech of you eat a lot that could cause you to see zav. The darko lemishta yisar lasudo de ziva. And if you drink too much, that could also cause you to come to de ziva. For the more good, but behold, it's not that we learned the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, that Esrog Shofa Le'ilon Begimel Drachim. And three ways an Esrog has a locha like a tree. Which Rashi says it means Vilchas Orla, that the first 3 years you can't use the fruits of an Esrog. The fourth year it has Netter Revah, you can be poyder it. And Rashi says, and the third thing is for Shavias, that which year are the Peres called Peres of Shemitah, then an Esrog tree has a locha like an Elon, that you go after Chanotah. They go after the year that the fruit started to blossom. Now let's say the fruit started to blossom at the end of the sixth year. So it's called Perish Shishis. It does not have Kedusha Shemitah. And it's not like a Yerek, like vegetables. By vegetables we go after Bishas Lakita. The year you pull it off, you pull them off. It's like here, let's say this Esrog tree, it started to be ripe, it started to be Chanota, the end of the sixth year. But if you first pull off the Esrog, off the tree on the seventh year, if it would have been like a Yerek, it would have Kedushas Shemitah on it. But now we're saying, no, in three ways, it's like a regular tree, this Esrog tree, that has a lach, and you go both the Chanata. But since it started to blossom on the sixth year, it's not called Peres Shemitah.
That's in three ways an Esther tree is like an Ilan. So the question is, listening to Dvarim, why doesn't it want to say over there, Dvarim? Like we're saying now, really, Dvarim is better than Drachim. Only when the words Drachim are teaching us something. So what is the word Drachim over there teaching us? Somewhere it says, no, it's teaching us something there also. Mishum Divina Masnissin Seifu. There it says, Divina Masnissin Seifu. We want to learn the Seifu over there. There the Seifu says, V'liyerek B'derek Echad. And one way is an Esther tree like a Yerek. So therefore it says the word Derek. So in other words, no. Seifu Nami Nisni Dover. Why don't you say the word Dover also? Say in one way an Esther tree is like a Yerek.